USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says America used to lead the world in investing in ourselves. The president spending some time Tuesday in Hull, Michigan, to promote his Build Back Better agenda.
To support these investments is to create a rising America. America's moving. To oppose these investments is to be complicit in America's decline.
A Facebook whistleblower said the company prioritizes money over reining in hate speech and misinformation. Senator Mike Lee joins Fox News to criticize the company.
This isn't a problem that the government created. This is a problem that Facebook created. A problem that it created and is profiting on to the tune of an enormous sum of money.
A Facebook spokesperson saying the company is taking steps to curb misinformation and harmful content. USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The former vice president is speaking out regarding President Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal.
Vice President Mike Pence on Fox News is speaking out against the Biden administration's Afghanistan failure.
But I have to tell you, the idea that we abandoned Bagram Air Base in the middle of the night without telling our allies, and worst of all, that we left Americans and American allies behind, was unconscionable.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Department of Justice is reviewing its decision not to prosecute two FBI agents who mishandled the Larry Nassar sexual abuse investigation.
The recently confirmed Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division is currently reviewing this matter, including new information that has come to light.
During a Senate hearing, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco would not elaborate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen cautioned on Tuesday that inflationary pressures hitting the United States economy could last for a while. Coming less than a week after Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell called inflation frustrating, Yellen telling CNBC that the various issues that have colluded to push up prices likely will pass, though she's not sure how long that will take.
I still try to pay attention to what's happening in the economy. I trust the Fed to make the right decisions. We have been hit by an incredibly unusual shock. And in the one hand, we're almost 6 million jobs short of where we were before the pandemic, which means a lot of people who still need jobs. On the other hand, many firms are finding it difficult to hire. We've had extraordinary shifts in the pattern of demand away from services and toward goods. And I know the Fed is trying to sort through the implications of that. Supply bottlenecks have developed that have caused inflation. I believe that they're transitory, but that doesn't mean they'll go away over the next several months.
More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.